Bone Show.
Just another day on the front line, forced to apologize. Be who I am, but you better understand.
Go to boneshow.com. That's where you can find out everything you need to know about what's going on this show. Boneshow.com. I'm Alex Bones.
And I'm Jimmy.
It's the number one show in the world. 25 million daily listeners. It's just out of control. And you listen to us because we play the videos and we tell you about the videos. And we start with this video.
Hey, everybody. Caroline Leavitt, our new press secretary, has been posting on X today, and she wanted to send a direct message out to the American people.
Yeah, she's good. Have you heard her?
Yeah, she's really, really, really smart.
She knows her stuff. She's like probably went to college and stuff.
Yeah, I think she went to college and she learned how to speak. It is really good.
Yeah, because she rattles them answers off like that. She's really good.
Via X, and this is what she wrote today. Happy Wednesday, America. Lowest core inflation in 4 years. Lowest mortgage rates since December. Airline fees are down. Gas prices are down. GE Aerospace announced $1 billion.
Okay, this is Todd is talking 2.0. Hey, Todd, listen to me, dude. Stop it with the Botox. Botox not good for guys. You're starting to look like Scott Shannon a little bit. And stop it. You know, when somebody says we should put Botox in your face, you just say, no, I don't need that. I'm going to grow old gracefully. That's what you say, Todd, is talking 2.0, because you got way too much Botox in your face.
Yeah, who are you trying to kid?
In U.S. manufacturing, Japan...
U.S. manufacturing!
Beer maker Asahi announces investments in new jobs in Wisconsin. And right now, after she gave her press briefing... She's now out in front of the White House taking more questions.
If she could wipe the floor with you, Todd is talking 2.0.
Side. Because they're transparent, okay?
Keep her name out of your mouth.
And for those of you that are going to be like, oh no, inflation is down, okay? Yeah, the stock market's all over the place, but it's resetting itself, okay? And anybody that doesn't think that reciprocal tariffs are not fair... Maybe you should move to the country that you don't think should have to pay those tariffs then.
Hey, do they have Botox there? Can you get way too much Botox in your face?
Just a thought.
Yeah, just a thought. Stay away from the Botox. You look like a chick. And you don't want to look like a chick because I think you're a dude. Stop it. Next.
NBC News is reporting this. USAID staff is being told to shred and burn other classified documents. Quote, the U.S. Agency for International Development is instructing its staff in Washington to shred and burn documents.
Uh-oh, that's not good.
According to an email obtained by NBC News, the document destruction was set to take place Tuesday, according to an email.
Yeah, I want to start a band and name it Document Destruction.
From Erica Carr, the agency's...
That'd be a cool... And now, coming up next on stage, Document Destruction!
The executive secretary, quote, shred as many...
Yeah, I could be in that band, too. I could play, like, the cowbell or something.
Yeah, documents we're both going to be in
first,
Document
reserve
Destruction.
Burn bags for when the shredder becomes unavailable or needs a break.
The shredder needs a break. It's working too hard. There's too much crap to shred.
Carr wrote.
That's it. That's a good business right there. That's a solid foundation of a good business when the shredder needs to rest.
I worked in government for... almost a decade. I've never heard of so much shredding being required that you would know ahead of time that, quote, the shredder would become unavailable or need a break. What is that about?
Right. I actually this morning got a message from somebody who left USAID earlier this year and passed along this email to me. And my response is naturally, is this standard operating procedure? And this individual said no.
No, not for any business with a solid foundation.
He had never heard about burning or shredding of...
burning records. Federal records. I gotta keep my paperwork for 7 years when those bastards come after me for not paying my taxes, but they can just burn whatever they want. Burn it to the ground because it's, you know, a business with a solid footing.
Federal records at USAID. But then again, this individual told me they've never heard of the entire agency being gutted in their headquarters at the Ronald Reagan.
But if they did nothing wrong, then he shouldn't have to shred anything. They should keep it all. Just box it up and keep it all. Put it in Sleepy Joe's basement or his garage. Was it in his garage?
Yeah, he had all that stuff in his garage.
Yeah, give it all to Sleepy Joe. Let him put it in his garage.
Building being shut down. When are documents, you know, burned by the State Department or USAID? Typically at an embassy when it is about to be overtaken, Marines have the authorization as a means of ensuring the classified records and personnel data.
But that's why it's called classified records, because you should keep it.
Do not get in the hands of individuals.
Oh, but I got to keep mine.
Of who are seen as
7 years
threats. They do go and burn documents, but that's.
But if you work for the government, you just burn it all to the ground.
Not what this situation is here.
Yeah, there's a reason right there why we're doing away with that one. That should give you an idea right there. Next.
Breaking news, inflation rates just came out, and guess what? It's down.
Yeah, making America great again.
Below expectations, which is a good sign, indication that the Trump policies are already paying off. The numbers have came out, and right now it's showing that gas prices are down, egg prices are down, we got mortgage rate down, and of course, inflation overall is down.
What do you got to bitch about now, huh? If Trump bought a Tesla, huh? Is that what you're going to bitch about now? You got nothing left to bitch about. Eggs are down. Inflation's down. Gas is down. He's been in there 53 days. He's a magic man.
We just came up with a new nickname.
Oh, that is. It's so good.
I got a new
it's
nickname. So the Magic Man. Now you see me? Now you don't.
That was the stupidest nickname I've ever heard.
Is it, Ricky? Because I think you wish you thought of it.
All right, you got me. That's an awesome nickname.
So the first month of Trump's policies seem to be paying off. And this is exactly why it's important to zoom out, to stop and breathe.
Yeah, look from 30,000 feet.
Because the mainstream media will have you believe that the world is ending. But when you actually take a second and zoom out to look at the big picture, you'll see that in the ways of changing an
economy. Dude, you spent way too much time on your beard.
Economy, sometimes.
Way too much time.
An arrow must.
You spent hours on that beard.
You pull back before it's.
You're very proud of that.
Punched. And that's exactly what we're doing. The Biden.
Hey, he's got one of those necklaces that you see on the TikTok all the time. You know, they say you buy this necklace for like $10. He's got one of those.
You know, this is probably the type of guy the Manny Michaels clicks on right here. Guy who spends way too much time on his beard and gets his necklaces from the TikTok or the Temu.
Disastrous for us. So much artificial money was pumped into the stock market. It was overblown and held up like a house of cards. It's unsustainable. So right now, like I said, an arrow's pulled back, but when it's launched, we are launched. So this is your opportunity.
Yeah, Elon doesn't like to use that word, though. He doesn't like to say launched.
To get locked.
So don't say that word around Elon.
Locked in to stay focused and take care of yourself.
Yeah, focus. Make America great again.
Because this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, and the golden era is here.
Yeah, sit back, watch it. The fun begins now. What else we got?
Tiger Woods is on the mend after a surgery, but it looks like he will miss this year's Masters.
Oh, no, not the Tiger Woods.
Announced on social media that he had surgery yesterday after rupturing his left Achilles tendon.
How did he? He hits a ball for a living. He hits a ball. Then he chases said ball. That's what he does for a living. And he got hurt doing that. Oh, what a little bitch.
His doctor said the procedure went smoothly and he is expected to make a full recovery.
Oh,
last September, Woods had his sixth.
I didn't know what I was going to do.
Back surgery.
He had a back surgery because he plays a game too hard.
Wow. We don't know when the 49-year-old will return to competition.
Next.
Breaking news. Spirit Airlines is currently trending.
across the internet for being the only airline to never have a fatal incident ever.
So Spirit is the good airlines. See, all the jokes that you guys made for the Spirit Airlines, there you go. They're the only ones whose planes stay in the air. And you only paid $119 for the ticket, and it's the only one that stays in the sky. Next.
I'm not sure how to say this.
Uh-oh. This is good. Is this bad news, Jimmy?
This is really, 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 really bad news.
Julius Caesar is dead.
This news is from March 15th, 44 BC.
Yes, dead. Stabbed to death. Stabbed 23 times.
Oh, God, this is horrible. Oh, thoughts and prayers.
During a meeting at the Senate. Details are sketchy at the moment.
What's his family going to do?
But it seems that dozens of senators...
What's his hotel going to do in the Las Vegas?
Led by...
How about his salad dressing?
Yeah, what about his salad Marcus dressing?
Junius Brutus decided that Caesar's recent rapid concentration of power was a threat to the liberal spirit of the Republic. What the future holds now, no one knows.
Everybody knows. I think that's a good idea for the news. I think people should just give news that's old news, but really old news, like this one. Julius Caesar stabbed 23 times. Yes, that's great. I can't deal with the news of today. It pisses me off so much. So why don't we just do old news from now on? That pisses me off a lot less than the new news.